You wanted the Bears. Well, guess what, buddy? You got them.
Okay, we guys okay. Ready?
I'm ready. Ready?
Oops, that was my coins.
Oh, great. Now Grace is going to take 10 more minutes.
I'm going to take...
Check those drivers.
Whose drivers?
How are they?
Did you fix them?
Oh.
They're drivable?
So, this doesn't really have to be on the podcast or anything, but... I got my external hard drive in.
Yay. Yeah, you showed us.
Oh, I did? Oh.
Yeah.
Then it's not that exciting anymore.
It's still exciting. Yay. Yay. Oh, shut up. Yay.
See, that's why Hops is awesome, because she's so supportive while the other bears are sighing and being jerks.
What did Travis just say? Balance.
That's his balance. What do you say for yours?
It's the chat's balance. I'm the feisty bear. We all know this. I have the unpopular opinions. I say the wrong things all the time. I have the highest voice, but I'm one of the biggest ones. I'm a walking contradiction. People hear me on the podcast, they're like, this 160-pound little biznatch trying to make himself look all big on Instagram. Then they see me in real life and they're like, oh that's
shit,
weird.
He is good. Shit.
Oh, damn. Why is his voice still high, though? So I'm going to bring it down a couple octaves from now on. Show everyone my real voice that I've been hiding, because I don't want to fucking intimidate people. I didn't want to hit them with it.
You work on that.
So, Grizz, since you've met both of us in real life, is Panda's voice even higher in real life?
They're pretty comparable, honestly. They're pretty close. I would say
on track is pretty similar to what I sound like in real life.
Yeah,
your voice is all that high.
I would say Pan has a little bit more bass in his voice in real life, actually. Uh-huh. I think it's taken out a little bit, like, on here. But overall, though, it's pretty
Senpai,
close.
When he's editing my voice, he takes out my bass.
It's just all mids and highs.
So he just gives me all that treble, and my equalizer's all fucked up.
And would you say that my voice is vastly more velvety and sensual in person?
See, like, when Ice Bear talks in real life, before you know it, your clothes are off.
That's what I'm so scared of. He's already doing that to me via Skype.
I mean, you are ripping your shirts off in front of each other.
That is true. There hasn't been one bear chat or like one live thing that we've done together where y'all stay close the entire time.
Yeah.
I don't want to blame Travis, but when he does that to me, I feel threatened. It's a natural predator response to also take off.
He's like,
my
I gotta rip my
show
shirt
him
off too.
I'm not backing down, not from this conversation. And then I take it too far. Boy. And I just go into just my underwear.
That's true too, dude. I have a funny ass screenshot from Halloween of like Hops and her Kigu like laughing, me laughing, and then Fujo had like covered my face with the corn dog, and then Travis is like blurry because he's dying, and then we have Hime like with a, you know, like the Hime blank cute face, you know, and then all we have is like a giant panda in his underwear like in the forward in the part of a pelvic thrust in the back of Hime's head.
Yep.
And all you just see is naked pan torso and the big ass pan leg from behind Hime's head.
It is hilarious. I feel like that's the accurate representation of this group.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Me just giggling.
Well, what would you do if this chiseled, solid man standing at 6'1 with icy blue eyes takes off his shirt and reveals a chiseled 12-pack abs and just really cool tattoos? Your natural response would be to run if you were anything but an alpha. But in the jungle,
but not you, Pan.
You gotta protect your
but
pride.
Not, you,
not me.
So what does Pan do?
I take off my shirt. I reveal the no pack. I reveal the Snorlax, Vulcan Snorlax kegger.
You don't even have a kegger.
With the big old pecs. And I bounce them. I make them dance to hypnotize them.
Titty hypnosis.
Titty hypnosis. Keijo.
Keijo.
If you haven't seen Keijo, then you don't know what we're talking about. It's a real thing. Titty hypnosis. I employ that.
Hypnosis is out there.
And then we both stand down because we know that it's a standoff.
Yep. It's true.
Happens at the gym.
The titties just hypnotize each other.
I'm at the gym. All these guys are taking their shirts off. I haven't even worked out yet. I immediately take
off
my shirt.
You're like, oh, my shirt's got to come off now.
It's off before I even get in there because I see them through the window and I come in without the shirt.
You come in chest puffed out, all ready to go.
Oh, yep. So those shiny gold pants you wear to the gym, that's like added defense.
Yeah.
So they can be hypnotized by themselves.
He's peacocking.
Yes.
He's drawing extra attention to himself.
I'm
saying, you got a peacock.
Here I am, working out, grabbing two different ropes and pretending they're dicks while I'm trying to curl them.
Whoa. I think we just took a left turn.
Did you not see my video?
I think
with the gold pants?
Yep.
Oh, what?
That's exactly what happens.
You know, that is a really good way to treat battle ropes, because it would, you know, that's the only reason you'd be flailing them around like that.
What?
Well, no, just think about it. Like, why else would you be so mad at ropes? But if they were dicks and they're not getting hard, you'd be like, come on, get harder. And you'd just be, you know, really shaking them around.
No.
I'm completely on board with Panda's method.
See, because Travis is in the gym, he knows that type of etiquette when you have to show the gym you're number one. You're not afraid to grab giant dicks and flail them around.
And then, you know, if the ropes stay limp, your buddy will sneak up behind.
You're angry about it.
Plop down on his knees and stick his tongue out. Little visual aid.
Teamwork. It's a bro job.
Chris, have we been recording?
Yeah.
Oh my god, okay, I figured.
I love how every episode we're gonna have right in the middle of it, are we recording this?
Yeah.
This is all unfiltered, unedited, raw Panda.
It's the pan exclusive.
Flailing dicks.
I hope that what this does for the future of everyone listening is that they never touch battle ropes again, because they're like, all I can see is giant dicks. And we can eradicate that dumb exercise from the gym.
No, so all I can be able to see is giant limp dicks, because they're not getting harder.
Or there's going to be an opposite effect.
Hashtag Barate challenge and do battle ropes in the most erotic way possible. Battle roping.
And while screaming Big Bear Energy.
Oh yeah. My god. 10 guys on like one battle rope just trying to rub it down.
I have so much Big Bear Energy right now thinking about this.
Can you imagine?
This lewd battle rope touching.
there's just like this huge epidemic in gyms, and gym fail explodes because there's just so many people rubbing down battle ropes.
baby powder everywhere.
It'd be cool if like you had like one bro just like on both knees, like at the tip of it and waiting, and then like when they all scream, take their energy, he just like puffs out some chalk or baby powder.
Yeah, just baby powder everywhere.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh my god.
A bear cake.
No.
You know, because you're good friends with the owners of your gym, right, Pan?
Absolutely. We're gonna try to get him on the podcast. Okay.
Yeah, that's what okay. I want.
So what I want you to do, I need you to get a kiddie pool. I need you to fill the kiddie pool with protein shakes and just splash the battle ropes in the protein shakes and just make sure it's like a vanilla one, and just everyone standing around, just it'll be hashtag bear cake.
Just flailing the tip of the battle rope around so it sprays everybody.
Whoa, Hops. Too far.
That's exactly where you were going.
We were never Shut going up. There.
We would never touch. You're a mother.
Oh my god.
Oh,
shut up. Shut up.
Now we know who the lewdest one in this fucking podcast is.
I mean, I do get kicked out of gyms, guys, so I guess so.
That's true. Yeah, that's it's just tallying up.
Mm-hmm.
Exposed navels, ejaculating protein. What don't you do? Where's your line?
There is no line.
Oh!
And you thought you were getting creepy DMs before.
Oh. Was that like mega hot?
Not only did she find...
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't like the mom stern look. It scares me. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we could see her.
Yeah, remember we're all here together.
We're all in the same room together, guys.
Remember? Just have to look up.
Ice bear, just look to your left.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I'm gonna make Pan sit in the corner and make him think about what he's done. So.
I'm already begging at your feet to just please stop staring at me like that.
All right.
So. All
right. That's one strike. You got two more.
Oh fuck that strike system! I'm gonna blow this shit out of the water now. I don't do well with strike systems.
So I didn't realize you didn't like the whole battle rope things so much, Pan.
I mean, I don't know. I've done them, clearly, from what you just heard.
Well, yes, clearly.
But other than like a cardio type exercise, yeah, I don't see any point in them.
I don't think anyone's doing battle ropes for strength gain.
I guess I'm just trying to put like the application of battle ropes into any other situation outside of the gym. And I'm just like, maybe it's the rave kids. Maybe they're like out in the rave and they want to flail their arms just as fast and as long as possible. Like
wacky
noodle arms.
You guys.
All right. Yeah. You just imagine this scenario. Your house is on fire. For some reason, have no access to a fire extinguisher, but you see a hose across the way. It's kinked. You have to shake out the kink from your front yard, but it's caught on something in your neighbor's front yard, roughly 15 feet away. But the other part of the hose is wrapped around in an almost U-like shape around something. So you grab that part of the hose. You start flailing both of them wildly to undo the kinks. If you had battle roped enough, you just saved your house from burning down. But because you took battle ropes, your home is in ashes. Your family's dead.
Way to take it to the dark
My
place.
My family.
Why are you killing off his family?
If only the hose had been trapped under 315. would have been no problem.
You would have been able to lift it up.
Just no warm up, just threw that shit. Saved my family, but it had to be a kink at 20 feet away. I can't run that far. I'll trip. My house is made out of lint. It would incinerate immediately. I don't have time.
Oh. Oh. So would you consider, I mean, people do, especially people doing the battle ropes incorrectly, like a peeve or an annoyance of yours at the gym?
Oh, you want to talk about annoyances?
Yeah.
Well, first, my thing is, I don't even like notice people doing battle ropes because I don't go around that area.
Are they all separate?
Yeah, thankfully.
You just don't recognize them as people at that point?
No.
Well, the thing is, like, I'm at my work gym, and the battle ropes are attached to, like, one of the middle squat rack bars, so it's, like, right there. So if anybody's doing it, it's, like, right there. And I'm like, okay. And then, of course, it takes up the entire length of the gym, so you, like, it's in the way of everything.
It sounds terrible. They should do away with all of it.
I know.
Ice Bear, what's your pet peeve?
At the gym.
At the gym, not about me.
What's your biggest what's your biggest pet peeve and biggest pan peeve?
No.
I'm kidding.
Let's shit on me this whole podcast.
Yeah. Ooh, that's biggest pet peeve at the gym. Come back to me, let me think about this.
Oh my god.
Biggest pan peeve? I can give you that right now.
That he's too far away from you.
Can't hug him.
Yep. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Too predictable, huh?
Mm-hmm. But he's right there next to you. He's in the same room.
Can't bury my face twixt his glorious pan bosoms.
I'm gonna get that on video. I'm gonna have so much content.
What's gonna be great and what's the funniest is that we have to do the bear stack. And it's literally
that's what Travis has been training for.
Yeah, it's literally the lightest bears at the bottom and the heaviest bears at the top. Because because Grizz is always on the top.
I'm prepared to record you trying to get into the bear stack and then trying to maintain the bear stack. So.
See, but what realistically is going to happen is
y'all gonna fall down.
I mean, alcohol is going to be in place. Travis is going to pass out on the floor at one point, like for whatever reason. Wait. In plank style position. I'm just gonna lay on top of him and pass out, and then old Grizz sees his opportunity. He's gonna pass out right on top of me. So then it's just gonna be a gross
bear pile.
Bear pile.
I'm a little deeply. Yeah, more than a little. I'm deeply hurt that you guys
doubt
my ability to hold the bear stack.
Wait. I was about to give you some props. So you hold your hurt feelings. Pick them back up. Pick them up.
All right.
Okay. So while we were in L.A. at the Brigade of Barbells, Ice Bear did, in fact, plank me for like
a couple of minutes.
No, it was just me. But for a couple of minutes.
Couple minutes?
Yeah.
So I think we'd be able to get all three of you for at least a minute.
Yeah.
How much is the combined weight of me and the Grizz?
Probably 450, right?
Nah, heavier.
Nah, dog.
Yeah, we're like in, we're talking about like 500 territory.
What? I thought Panda was 220 of Big Bear energy.
No, he'll be like 240 at least.
Woo!
All right, I'm in 230. What is old Gentlebot?
Now see, Pan's gonna be like in the 240s by then.
By the time I get there, I'm gonna be heavier.
Yeah.
All right. So what are your predicted weights?
240 and 250.
Yeah, so I've got at least
500. Yeah,
like 245 and 255. Pounds. I would bet like 245 and 255.
500 pounds.
Just start training for 500. Yeah.
Yeah, 500
pounds.
Someone
get out the calculator. What is that?
500 pounds of Big Bear energy. You've got to hold it all up.
All right, I'm just gonna start. Yeah, I'll start training for that.
We're gonna see like
he's like, yeah, okay, no problem.
In the Delaware Weekly, a man.
No, it's the monthly. There's not enough news in a week.
It's the Delaware Monthly. He's just going to start going to random people in the gym. Hey, can you just sit on my back while I work on my
gym accident?
Just keep stacking those weights on me, guys. Come on, keep going.
A Delaware was killed today in the gym.
In an unfortunate gym mishap, a strikingly beautiful, chiseled,
dapper bear,
160-pound, 6'1" man with icy blue eyes that could freeze hell over was tragically crushed by a bunch of weight.
And what were his last dying words before he was ultimately crushed there, Pan?
Big! Bear! Energy!
And just gone.
And then he, once he yelled that, he let out all the breath in his lungs. That's where he messed up. He stopped bracing his core.
Iceberg, is this true?
What would those be, my dying words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
What would your dying words be?
That's not how I want to go out.
Okay, what would your dying words be?
Don't say come back to you. Still have to come back to you for the pet peeves.
Those aren't words.
don't say come back. It would be.
So my pet peeve in the gym, I hate when people superset. But I don't hate supersets because I superset. What I hate is people claiming that entire like machine or bench or rack because they're supersetting. I'm like, you know, willing to work in. I'm like, are you using this? Yeah, I'm supersetting. Okay, but obviously there is going to be a time when you're not using that particular machine or whatever, you know? If you're going to superset, you have to allow people to work in with you. Your time between sets or whatever is not going to be affected by me working in. You're not going to lose your gains, bruh.
I'm so afraid they don't have the proper gym etiquette. They don't know how to share.
It's true. It's mostly always gym bros that do that, that don't let you work in. It's because they absolutely think they're the shit.
Yeah.
That's where you mess up. You ask. I don't ask.
You just step right in.
No, yeah, I do. But again, currently right now I'm at a commercial gym.
You're a little bit more intimidating there, Grizz.
Yeah, I say like right now I'm at a commercial gym. There's literally nobody that lifts as much as me. So they leave me alone.
Well, like the one time where it's actually affected me, like I was going towards, you know, the machine I wanted to use. And I was like about to peel plates off or something. He's like, no, I'm supersetting with that. And I was like, okay, can I work? And he's like, I'm almost done. And I was like, shit, guy, you sound pretty serious. I better leave you to it then. And then I just went around the gym telling everyone how much of a dick he was.
God, that those would be my last words, Panda.
What?
What?
They gotta come out of your mouth.
Yeah, what would your last words be?
I'm supersetting.
His dying words were, I'm supersetting.
Yep. And you're all gonna wonder when I'm coming back to finish that set.
But you're dead.
Finish your motherfucking set, Travis.
He's not coming back, Pan. He's not coming back. He's
still gotta finish his motherfucking set.
That's like some Hachi shit right there. Pan's just gonna be by the machine waiting for Travis to finish his set. But he never leaves.
It's gonna be like the episode of Futurama and Seymour just waiting for Fry to come back.
He comes here every day. And waits right there amongst the bundle of 45 plates.
He said he was finishing his superset. I can't.
Since Delaware has nothing, they're going to put a statue of Panda waiting by that point. It's just like Hachiko.
I'm so sad. Brought up like two very sad moments in television, and I wasn't ready.
Yeah, Seymour and Hachiko.
Yeah. I know.
So sad. Michelle
right
was
in the,
like,
right in the field.
Michelle
right
was like,
field.
Have you ever seen Hachi? And I was like, no, because I know what that movie's about. I'm not about to get into that. And she's like, oh, I need you to feel some emotions. We're going to watch this together. And I was like, I had put it off for like months. And then she like finally got me to do it. And so we sit down 5 minutes and she immediately falls asleep. And I'm left with this tragic epic of Hachi. And I'm ugly crying.
Bawling.
I cannot handle my shit. Like there's nose running, audible crying. And then she's like starting to stir at the end as the credits are rolling. And I quickly wipe my face and like on the blanket and stuff. And I'm just like sitting there, like my face all red. And she's like, what's wrong? I was like, what? I'm okay. Not bad. I've seen sadder.
I wasn't emotionally traumatized by this at all. What you got next for me? I'm good.
Yeah. What we got? What's on the next? We got, that was...
Nothing. Going back to like more lighthearted and not dogs dying.
Yeah. So pet peeves. Ice Bear, what's a gym pet peeve?
People. Yeah.
People. Well, yes, I'm sure people, but what things that people are doing?
Existing.
How dare they exist in the same space?
I like my gym's empty.
Like your heart.
Yep.
Aww. Aww. We're trying to be lighthearted and we just went all like, aww, feels again.
All right.
If we don't get the dark, sad joke in one episode, like every episode, isn't even the bear thing.
It's true.
And if it's not Travis, if it's not directly related to Travis, is it even the bear thing?
Yeah, like, so I was informed by royal decree that the one thing we can trust about every bear tay episode is that Travis dies and pansexually harasses somebody.
I was just gonna say that. Oh, he just got crushed by 100 plus pounds of weight. And then he gets shanked in the
It's not like, I don't set that up. Like, I don't go into the episode always like, how's Travis gonna die? It just happens.
Today's episode of the Bear
Cave. He can only take so much. 500 pounds on your back is a lot.
So it's like a TV show, 100 Ways to Die, but it's 100 ways that Pan kills Ice Bear.
It's not me, it's the situation. I didn't stab him in the quad. If you go back to that episode, I took two, but it wasn't enough.
But you set up the situation. You set it up. You brought it out into the universe. You verbalized it, and now
I have no god.
Panda's just a guy that understands poetry and reflecting art with reality, and you know he's like, well, here's an ice bear that's slowly dying inside, so we're gonna do some creative tales where he slowly dies in every episode.
And entertainment to everyone around you. That is so no.
Oh, look, unfortunately, this is what they want to hear.
So you are requesting me to please pull off Ice Bear in this fashion, please, next episode.
You look at the iTunes reviews. All they talk about is, my favorite part are the ice bear deaths. The more he dies, the more fulfilled I feel. These are the kinds of listeners we're getting.
The second Senpai can monetize this shit, he's gonna record me crying. He's gonna sneak some mics into my apartment, get some real ice bear tears, and that's gonna be the new intro. And ratings will skyrocket.
That's his long game.
It is long game.
What the listeners don't understand is who's orchestrating this. Who's the puppet master here? Yeah, moving his fingers, controlling the pan to say these things. And it is our fearless leader who is laughing in the background the entire time, maniacally.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
There it is. That's the exact playback every episode you've ever heard of this verite. And when Ice Bear dies, that same exact laugh comes out every time.
To be fair, I have like three distinctive laughs.
And that specific one comes out every time.
That's it right there. That's the laugh of killing off one of his bros and royalty checks coming in.
Frames one, kills the other, pockets all the money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who's framing who? Excuse me?
Iceberg's framing me. I mean, who is his frame? Look, he's got me all twisted up, man. I don't know what I did.
I'm.
Oh God, I'm guilty.
Accusing me of having Panda kill me. Basically, a bear-assisted suicide.
He just got us all twisted up. We're trapped in this podcast room for days without food or water.
And you know what would help? You know what would help untwist it? If you knew how to do battle rubs properly.
If only y'all had trained battle rubs. Instead, I was jacking
him
off
when I should have been working him out. I just know how to give bro jobs, not untangle things.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
This would be your podcast.
See, that's the Ice Bear callback humor. That'll be the spinoff
in 2020, Ice Bear and the Broskies.
And the only reason why
that'll be the Frasier to your Cheers.
Mine will be Pan Does Hollywood, but it's like the Joey of Friends, and it fails considerably. No one's actually heard of Joey. This is the spinoff, and it was sad and pathetic. I think in the show he kills himself.
What?
Sorry, I'm just trying to go back to dark humor.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Edit that out. I don't want people sad during all that time with their family when they bring up terrible conversations with each other and sit pretty in the living room.
Trying to fill the awkward silence between family members.
Yeah, those are pretty much the worst.
Again, you know what helps fill awkward silences?
What?
Here it comes.
Jerking off battle ropes.
Just think about the long dinner table at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Just
wrap the battle rope from end to end. You could be flopping mashed potatoes around, spreading the stuffing.
Nobody wastes his potatoes.
Gravy everywhere.
Pan, you look pretty big. You've gotten bigger since the last time I saw you. What have you been doing? Bro jobs.
A lot of bro jobs.
You got a lot of bro jobs.
Those would be my last words. Yeah.
Bro jobs.
One more bro job, please.
I'm super setting.
I'm super setting these bro jobs.
I'm just standing out there waiting for Travis.
Waiting for him to finish his bro jobs.
With my dick out.
What? At his grave,
waiting for him. He said he was. He said he was super setting.
And I'm just here waiting.
The best part is anyone that knew me wouldn't question it. They'd be like, "Yep, out over his grave." Seems about right.
This is so Ice Bear.
So busy giving brojobs.
We've talked about it too much. We should not have 30 to 45 minutes talking about bros giving each other some brojobs.
So, does this whole podcast episode need to be like, you know, rated?
This is rated.
Technically, all our episodes should be rated, but I don't put them as rated.
Rated B for bro jobs.
Okay.
Instead of the Brazzers logo, just put the Berete logo in that font.
Is that how you pronounce that word?
What?
Is it Braziers? Because I thought it was like Braziers.
Like, what, it's Braziers?
I thought it was a play on Braziers.
What, Braziers?
Braziers?
Yeah, Braziers.
Are you sure?
You're fucking with me.
You're kidding, right? This is a bit.
You bidding right now?
Are you yanking my chain?
There's no, it's Braziers.
Yeah, it's Braziers.
Are you tugging my battle rope?
Oh, okay.
That's it. We're stuck. It's not coming back.
No.
That's what'll be my last words. Those are my last words.
We're stuck in a fucking bro job loop.
It's a circle jerk of bro jobs.
Corners to your corners and sit there, please.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone in your corners, and because it's all gonna come full circle, jerk. God, that's got layers of dirty. I didn't even mean to put cum in there, but I did.
No one means to.
It's all gonna come full circle. Jerk.
Big bear energy.
God damn it.
I can't mind.
Everyone caught their breath?
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. In case you didn't know, this is the Bear Tank. We're supposed to be talking about anime and lifting. Spirals out of control every time.
It does.
Rachel, what you got for us?
Well, we were talking jet peeves. We were.
You know what's so funny?
What?
We asked everybody what their pet peeves was, and Penn was the only one that answered.
Well, this whole time. Iceberg said people existing, but, you know, that's a very general, broad answer.
We can't use that segment at all about the pet peeves because... I'm the only one that gave an answer, so it sounds dumb.
Senpai, what about you? Would you like to chime in at all?
All right. So, all? Okay, so taking it back to the pet peeves, which was the initial question from like fucking 30 minutes ago. Okay, this is kind of like an anti-peeve, I guess.
Okay,
the only thing that actually pisses me off is when people leave like plates by the post because you're like right there. It's just stupid. Or if they, like, put change plates out of order, then that's just fucking annoying. But other than that, not really. I don't think shit's as serious as people do. So I think, like, a peeve that I do have is when people make shit such a big deal. Like, yeah, it's annoying when somebody walks in front of your phone when you're recording. Yeah, it's kind of annoying when people don't rack their weights. I think people... bitching about it to an extreme level is way more of a peeve of mine than the actual infraction.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You wanna curl in a squat rack? I don't give a fuck.
Now, okay. The only time, so like when people take up squat racks when there's a limited number of squat racks, then that's like you're just being a douche. So I don't like you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No. You like, that is the best thing that can happen in a gym. Because then you assert your dominance by going over to the curl machine and squatting on it. You have any idea how impressive it is if you balance on a fucking curl machine and squat 315? People lose their minds.
That could be the next video.
Like,
yeah.
I think, or like that. Or I had talked about it a while back. So like me and Fujo were... trying to bench one day, and there was this dude that like beat us to the benches, so he took the bench Fujo always takes, and he takes off the barbell, puts it on the floor.
God.
He adds plates to said barbell.
Oh God, what's he doing?
And you're thinking, well, maybe he's doing rows, which is stupid.
Yeah, maybe.
To do on the bench
seems logical,
but you know, but he doesn't do that.
Oh no!
So then I'm like, okay, he's probably going to deadlift, right?
Yeah, logical again.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is still stupid to do from the bench.
It's on the floor. But, it's where you're gonna pick it up off the floor.
But he doesn't do that.
What does he do?
What is he doing?
He proceeds to get himself under the barbell.
Okay, floor bench.
Pelvic thrusts said barbell up, and then lays his back on the bench. For benching.
Oh, I know what he's setting up for.
And yes, Hops?
I think I know where it's going.
And this he guy uses the bench press to do fucking glute bridges.
Really?
Like
hip thrust.
It is hip thrusts, right? Because glute bridges is when you're laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, glute bridges, I don't think you need weight either. You're kind of just bridging, right?
No,
he have his just like his lats like on the, or lats on the bench and well, then
the,
he was
oh this is the funny part.
First of all, you're assuming this guy has lats.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, lats. That area.
No, what he actually does is, and he takes up the whole pathway because instead of going sideways on the bench like his like part of his back being on the bench, he lays long ways on the bench. So the bench is supporting like his mid back all the way to his head.
Okay, that what is that doing?
So essentially like you're setting up for a bench press and then you scoot all the way down until your ass is off the bench.
He has extended the bench press.
And that's how he was doing the fucking glute bridges or hip whatever the fuck.
That doesn't make sense because it's narrow.
What was that?
I have no idea.
I think if you look to your right, Rachel, you will see that
Travis
is eating a Pop-Tart.
Missing what?
He's gotten so tired of the podcast, he's just like, fuck it, I'm going to eat this Pop-Tart live.
Well, then wouldn't you guys just like to play a game instead?
Well, first, hold on. I have questions from people.
What?
Okay.
See, I was being fairly proactive, and I had asked on Instagram, hey, what questions do you have for us? Any comments?
For everybody? We have questions?
What?
People listen to this?
Yeah.
Surprisingly. Which is, you know, it's really awesome, and it makes me feel good.
And no one's going to ask me anything.
So let's see.
I'm the one excited. No one's going to ask me anything.
I'll ask you something.
No. What questions did they ask? No. Don't try to make me feel bad.
All right, so. Okay, are you ready?
One of them's going to be, are Traps gay? So just throw that one right out, Senpai.
I'm not throwing out anything.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Let's see.
All right, go. Questions.
So, sorry, Hops, for the first question's for the Bears.
Of course it is. It's okay.
I swear that all of them are for the Bears, but...
It's okay.
So, the first question, and possibly the most important question, is which one of the Bears gets more in their feels, or gets in their feels the most?
Oh, that's a good one.
Panda.
I am pretty emotional. sometimes I will not message the Bears for days because I'm in my feels, or I message them too much because I overthink my feels.
Aww.
I don't think there's...
with you,
Pam. And I'm just wildly emotional, and it doesn't help that I watch very dramatic things like Hachi.
And sad episodes of Futurama.
Yeah. I'm the saddest boy. But also the happiest boy, maybe.
So I think
I've got highs and lows.
I think that's a good distinction though, right? So let's do this. So like the most in their feels normally throughout like the normal life. And then like sad boy shit as in, you know, who just watches and listens to the most sad boy shit all the time.
Oh, that's Grace.
Well, this is only for the Bears, so I don't get to answer. So never
well,
mind.
No, Hops, you can answer
what's
too.
Your opinion? Go ahead.
Yeah, what's your... Hops has opinions.
You're in the discussion. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, no. I say I'm very... Pan, I think I'm very much like you. I feel my feels... very strongly whenever I have them. So like when I am sad or something makes me sad, I'm very sad. Or then I'm also very, very happy and stuff. But I'm also extremely empathetic. So when like if you're upset, I'm going to feel upset because I'm now feeling how you're feeling, and then I want to do something to help, but then I can't help. So then I feel bad about not being able to help, and then I'm in my feels even more, and it's a vicious, vicious cycle.
Yeah, I'm an empath too.
And it's like, yeah. So like, I constantly apologize for everything, even though I don't need to, but it's because I genuinely feel bad. Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm sorry. No, like, oh no, I'm so sorry for what's happening type of thing. Hop's fun fact.
That's a good fun fact.
Yeah. It's an honest one.
I would definitely.
That's all we say here.
Yeah, I would definitely say that normal life pain is probably the most, like, he feels his feelings the hardest.
But yeah, if we're talking about, like, sad boy stuff.
There we go.
Like, Grizz is almost always watching a K-drama, a sad anime, or listening to sad music. It could be sad hip-hop, it could be sad metal, it could be fucking just sad acoustic shit. He's just always in that sad boy vibes playlist.
It's a good playlist.
That's why there's
And then, of course, I'm just like a bundle of sunshine at all times.
If there's one bear that's a beacon of light that we can always turn towards for joy and happiness and motivation to continue in this ice cold world.
Don't go to Ice Bear. Come to Hops.
That's come true. To me. I think all the bears are pretty sad. Like, they're pretty much like sad boys. I think in like actual life shit though, I think it'd be like tiered from like feels the hardest to like functions while being sad. It'd be Pan at top, then Ice Bear, and then me.
And then I'm off to the side somewhere over there, so that's okay.
Well,
but I mean, our before we were called the Bearite, we were called the Sad Boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that's, I know.
That's literally the origin.
And it was trademarked.
It is trademarked. That's a little fun fact of the Bearite, which is also trademarked.
And registered. And the copyright.
we've got it all.
You registered? The Bearite is registered as on the sex offender list because of Panda.
I registered the Bearite to the NPC.
Watchdog, baby.
Can we not spread that? I'm not a sex offender, guys.
He's not. Okay.
Just hide your battle ropes.
Oh my god.
As long as you're not either a battle rope.
Look, I always turn towards, like, for me to, like, get the most, I think, like, reaction out of everyone else, I turn towards, like, sexual aggression jokes because the shit's funny to me. I don't know. It works. So, what's the next question?
Yeah, next question, Chris.
Okay.
This one's for Panda. Who's the first person you molested?
No. Chris,
okay.
Actual question.
Next question is for all of us, and it is. This one is asked, and it says, hey, when's the Kigu lifting party?
Is it going to be Katsu?
Is it going to be Katsu?
I'm down for Katsu.
Yes!
I'm down for Katsu.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll definitely do it for Katsu. We have to do... Katsuki. We'll lift each other. We'll do tandem deadlifts. We'll do
ooh,
everything.
I'm not going to participate in the tandem because I've seen too many terrible things go wrong.
Well, me and you can do it.
Yeah, that's right. We can do it. We're about the same height.
Yeah, we can do it.
All right. Let's fuck it up.
Or let's do...
Because I never actually get to work out with anybody. I'm always by myself.
You're gonna get that third quad today.
I gotta live up to Senpai's dream of my one quad.
It's the bare minimum. It's the bare necessities. All I'm asking. Very easy to please old Grizz. I don't ask for much.
KatsuCon 2019. I don't know if we got further.
Yeah.
Or if we announced it yet, but...
We have it.
Mishimai and the Bulkin_Snorlax will be in attendance for KatsuCon 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we and officially changed his mind.
Yeah, and Crazed White Rabbit's first journey out of state for a con.
We'll Heyo, that's also going to be me and Misha Mai's first out of state con.
Can we put out a P90X ish video?
Absolutely.
Called the Bear Accessories.
Yeah. <dude. laughs> Okay. What's going to be on the bear? What are the bear accessories?
Battle ropes. Battle ropes. No. It's just no. All battle ropes.
So Grizz, next question before we spiral down into this black hole again.
God damn it.
We'll find a way.
Speaking of black holes,
we find a way.
No. Why?
Don't challenge me. I can make anything filthy.
Yes.
But I'm clearly a sexual offender.
Yes. He's the one that's calling you that. Nobody else is calling you that, Pan.
Thank you. Let that be known.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next question, Grizz.
Next question. Okay. Much to Panda's dismay.
Oh, my God.
But this one is actually not directed to Panda directly.
Oh.
So.
Good leading.
Right. Traps are still gay, though.
Okay.
Welcome to my world, Pan.
But, so what is it? Travis as a trap? Or Travis as a futa?
Oh my god.
Did Q ask this?
No, what? Q did not ask this.
Was it Q?
Q did not ask that. What?
And it was Dexter.
Who asked it? Yeah. Which one of them was it?
It was not Uncle Frank.
They were canoodling in Hawaii.
Dude, they look like they had so much fun.
They did.
God, we're going to have so much fun when we get to hang out together. Yay, I'm so excited.
You think that till the battle ropes come out.
Actually.
You stop it.
Okay. So this is a little premature, so I'm not going to say when, but sometime soon after Katsu, there is talks of the goodest boy, the goodest boy's wife, Uncle Frank, and Uncle Frank's wife to come to Texas for a week.
Gasp.
And it's gonna be around, or like what we're trying to do is have it. Oops. What we're trying to do is have it around Grizz's big show in March.
Ooh.
So you mean like a Darker by Design show?
Darker by Titties. We don't say his band name here.
Yeah, so
I actually legitimately listen to them, so I can say it. Shut
up.
Oh,
really? How many shows have you been to?
I haven't been to Texas. That's why I listen to it on
I've been
Spotify,
to two of their shows.
But you don't... Shut up.
I rock out with my pancock out at their shows.
Okay, so...
This is why you're a sex offender.
So, in the middle of March, there's a really, really cool like metal tour coming through, and it's like Hypocrisy's first time in America in like 10 plus years. So like they're touring with Flesh God, and so we're playing on the Austin show. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to have the goodest boy, Riza, and the Hawaii crew to come then.
That would be so much fun.
So then that would mean that obviously Paname would be there as well.
Yeah, I think we can make it.
Lucky.
It's just a weekend.
Yeah.
A weekend getaway.
Of course we'll go. Darker by Design, we wouldn't miss it for the world. We like their music a lot. We go to all their shows.
I like it more.
I'm just saying, if we go by show attendance, 2 times over. What's the next question?
Was that bubble wrap used in violence? Are those Angry Pops?
No, that was the sound of her pen. She threw her pen at me.
Oh,
you're my
pen. Hey. You don't call her Hops when she's doing that video. Then she's Hops.
What?
Hops.
Stop Hops. Creepy.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, stop my pouting. Go to the next question, please.
Okay.
Go.
So I'm going to go to this question And this is from Hops' best friend from the 830.
Hi, Tex-Mex Devil.
From the 830.
Any competitions in the near future from any of us in any way?
I've never even done one, so I mean, it'd be interesting to do something. I don't know.
Would you do something?
You guys, I mean, I would, but I'm like, I'm such a noob. I'm such a newbie.
We all start. Like
shit. Like shit. So oh, I don't know. Man. I'd be very shy. What?
Is that how it's you cute. Say it? No, I'm kidding. It is cute. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Don't put yourself down so much. No. You can probably do a lot more than you think you can.
You definitely could do a lot more than you think you can.
Powerlifting me or bodybuilding. You would stand just fine in either or for your first, whatever one you would decide. Stop hating yourself.
I can see Hops doing.
That's for Travis.
I can see Hops doing really well though, like in bikini.
Yeah, that's what I'm alluding to.
Thanks, guys.
What about you? I got Misha Mai. She's competing in December for powerlifting, and then she's turning around immediately into a bodybuilding prep for something maybe in the middle of the year.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna be in prep, but I mean, I'm not scheduled myself to be put into a show until maybe 2020. I'm really trying to get bigger because I keep getting destroyed at my shows. It's really sad. I have to have more stage weight and to really be actually competitive. So yeah, I'm going to be cleaning up my diet and stuff. Recomping at about like 245, 250, hopefully. So that when I do cut for my next show, hopefully I can step on stage around a really good 205 and actually be more competitive with everyone else.
I think you'll do awesome.
History has shown I will not, but
no, believe in yourself.
You know what they say.
In your corner, you can do it.
History does repeat itself.
Shh.
Wow. It's like a circle.
Don't.
Don't,
please.
What about you, Senpai? What do you have on the horizon? Anything scheduled?
I don't think I'll compete until around like 2020 as well, because I'm too big and too weak to where I'm not even going to be competitive. So there's no point.
That was always my thing. Like people are like, why don't like they ask me? They're like, I get a lot of pressure to do a powerlifting meet because I'm in a powerlifting gym, obviously. And I'm just like, no, like for my weight, like what I would compete in, my numbers, I'm just way too weak. Like it's not fun for me if I don't think I have a chance.
Yeah. Well, like mine is, I'm heavier than I normally am before injury and I'm weaker. It is coming back.
Like, you're coming back from it.
Oh, did I tell you actually conventional death? Oh, did I tell Hops? I know I told the Bears.
No, you told us.
I don't think you didn't tell me.
Oh, well, tell old Hops.
So, tell the Hops before she hops on out of here.
Tell the hopping popping.
I haven't been able to like pull conventional since like injury. I did. Mm-hmm. I did a little bit at Barbell Brigade, but I kind of like destroyed my shit for a while after. But with that
That's
being
called
said,
an ego mm-hmm. lift.
It was more just fun. It wasn't really being ego. And then because I stopped at like 495, and that kind of flew up too. I haven't been able to like conventional since then without feeling pain and not without really, really like taxing myself. I've been pulling sumo. Mm-hmm. But this last deadlift day, I was kind of like, I started pulling conventional again and it was actually feeling okay. So I was just testing it and kind of going up as much as I could. So I was able to get up to 585. And then, when I was at the lockout, I locked it out and then it fell out of my hands. So I'm okay with that because I was able to complete the lift and like I'm using shitty smooth commercial gym barbells. So I'm okay. So I'm okay with that. But I was able to deadlift like close back into the 600s. So
that's
I'm pretty
awesome.
Happy.
Yay.
What grip do you use? You use supinate?
When I actually pull singles and stuff, I'll pull mixed grip. But all of my, like, warm ups, all of my accessories, like everything is just double overhand. Like not hook grip, but double overhand. And yeah. Like so, I'll go all the way up to like 455. I can double overhand everything to like 455, and then like by the time I get to like five plates, is when like it starts getting. I'll start like taxing my grip too much, so I'll switch to
450. Mixed. Yeah, my fingers start getting loose, but then it's like what's cool about mixed grip is I feel like it's like just like we were talking about in a different episode. Like it's like over the top where you turn your hat over. And it's like a whole nother ball game. Like when I go mixed grip, I'd be like my grip strength just I feel like fucking a monster.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like to do my working sets double underhand, you know, so I can just go into a curl.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Ice Bear can curl a lot of weight.
And I can deadlift very little weight.
So what he winds up doing is just curling it instead of deads because he's much stronger in the curl.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Ice Bear? Are you going to do any competitions or anything?
Oh, I assume they're only interested in powerlifting or weight bodybuilding. So no,
all encompassing.
I've got a 5K next month.
Wait, what?
Oh, shit. What?
And you didn't tell us?
What the fuck?
You guys don't like running, so why would I?
Yeah, we don't like running, but we like you.
Why would I bother you?
God.
Oh, so
when were you gonna tell us mid race?
Yeah. Oh, hey Bears.
Hey guys, I'm racing.
Yeah, I haven't. I was ignoring you.
I was probably gonna tell you afterwards.
Well, hey guys, I just ran a 5K. You know what would be fun is if you guys would do a Spartan with me.
Oh, I would do a Spartan.
Okay, I would
just do Spartan with me.
I would
do like the sprint one, not like the super or the half marathon one. Do like the small one.
Look, I'll make you a sign. I'll stand on the sidelines.
No. If
I'm not in,
if my big ass is down to do it with Hops, you have to do it with us.
I'm gonna get injured. I'm gonna be out of breath.
I'll be out of breath too.
I get injured doing my regular shit in the gym. A Spartan race? That fucking death trap of an injury place?
No, fucking, see.
I'm not going to be able to get over a wall. I'm not going to be able to jog. That's
we would work together. You can use like your teammates and people there to actually help you get over. So you can.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have.
We'll pretend we're running from the cops.
And over the wall.
Just going to roll me like a barrel.
Let's do it. Oh, you know
that's
what we'll
how
do?
I get through it.
This is what we'll do. We'll lock legs. I'll grab your shoulders, you grab my shoulders, and Ice Bear will roll us.
Yep.
We'll build momentum.
Exactly how we're going to do it.
Knock over everybody.
Let's just do the whole thing in a bear stack.
Yeah.
with Ice Bear stacked us, we'll be fine.
We'll be definitely okay. We'll be fine. He's about to run a 5K. He can do it.
He can do it.
Definitely can do it. I believe you, Ice Bear.
Ice Bear, what's that 5K prize look like?
Prize?
Oh, is it a charity one?
Yes.
Oh.
What's the charity? Dogs? For the pups. Yep.
Oh, you're so noble.
Yeah. The puppy.
Do the dogs get to run too? Oh my god.
They can.
What?
Atlas has won one.
Me and he may talk about getting because there's a huge greyhound rescue out here in Austin. And we talk about getting a retired greyhound because they're so fucking elegant. But just like, I'd be a competitive, take that motherfucker to the 5K.
He'd be like, nah,
he's running for me. This my dog. He'd sprint really fast for like maybe like, I don't know. It'd probably turn out terrible.
No.
I'm going to get my greyhound all fat. And I know they're not supposed to get fat, but I love me some fat ass animals.
Oh, okay. So I saved this question. This is the last question I want to do. So I saved this one for last because it's like this one was like the most elaborate question. So that's what I'm saving we get for last. You ready?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Y'all are stuck in an elevator on the 88th floor. The elevator's going to collapse in 3 hours. How are we all escaping?
That is oddly specific.
It is.
Initially, you'd go through the little hatch in the ceiling. of the elevator to at least get access to the elevator shaft and to see where in the 88th floors we're stuck. Are we stuck at the door that we could probably open the door to get out?
Oh, because you know the bears can open that door.
Yeah. So, you know, make a little bear stack to get on top of the elevator and then open up the elevator shaft door.
Perfect. Why do we know it's dropping in 3 hours?
I have no idea.
And why are we on the 88th? Who asked the question?
No.
Here's the thing, though.
Who asked the question? 88's oddly specific. I don't like that.
Crazy 88. That's Kill Bill reference.
That's the year two of us were born.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah. So hey.
Who asked it? I need to know.
Are you going to take them out?
No, I am.
Did you ask it, Senpai? Is this your own question?
No, it's not mine.
It's Panda's, isn't it?
No.
Nope.
Senpai,
you know who it is, though.
Leave this anonymous because it's driving him crazy and it's hilarious.
All right. Very good. So, 88th floor.
Did my plan work at all? I cut out.
No, you won.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's the appropriate way to do it. You did it.
That's easy. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
you got out. You're safe. Happened.
So how are you getting out, Panda?
I'm not. I'm dying.
This is fate for me. How are you getting out?
Well, the main obstacle, if I'm by myself, is trying to get out of that top hatch.
I thought we're together.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, no. No. Rachel's out. Rachel's alive.
She left.
Yeah, she left.
I would not leave you.
I'm in the corner. I'm just like, this is how it is, boys.
All right, so it's you and me in there, Senpai. What are we doing to get out?
All right, so what we're doing.
So, we're going to get help.
What I'm doing.
You're going to save me, Rachel?
I'm going to save you, Pan. I'm not going to let you die.
Look, I'm going to
lock my That was the right answer. Past.
3 hours has passed. He's dead.
Look at this is Icebear's revenge. He's finally killing you off. This is all
set up by Icebear to finally get the pan out of the pitcher.
So I'm gonna lock my fingers, like interlace them, right? I'm gonna lower my hands and I'm gonna place Icebear's gallant, beautiful bear paw in my hands and raise him up. He's going to go out of the top hatch. Right?
Yep.
And then Icebear's going to come in and lean in with his arm. Right? And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to look back majestically at the sad panda in the corner crying in the ball.
And then this is what I'm going to say to you when you look back. I'm going to whisper, I'm going to be, Shikatanai.
What? Wait, what did Panda say? I really didn't hear. She's got the knife?
No. She cut the knife. It's what the dying character in like every anime says. When they're like stabbed and they're being left behind, it means like it can't be helped or it is what it is.
Oh, I didn't know that because I don't watch anime.
Hey, Shogun. But anyways, Panda's going to say that to me. But I'm going to be like, no. I'm going to go back. And if he doesn't let me pick him up, I'm going to Judy chop him right in the neck, knock him out. Right?
I'm going to hoist him up on your shoulders.
Yep. And old Icebear, who's leaning his gallant bear paw inside, is going to grab Pan. He's going to lift, and I'm going to push him up.
Yep.
Now, I can't get out of the elevator.
He's on top of the elevator with me now.
Yeah, see. I can't get out of the elevator by myself.
Plan.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, yeah, but the thing is, we need... Hold on, that's Fuja.
Okay, I'll take
thank
over.
God. No, wait,
hold on, wait.
Fuja has knocked...
Fuja knocked on the elevator. She's two
floors up. We know, just 20 feet above us, there's help. He yelled to her. Fujo, can you get down one floor? She says, sure, boys. Is that 89 or 88? Say, no, we're on 88. You got to get to 89. She gets to 89. She pries open the doors. We see her just 10 feet overhead. We say, fuck, we can't jump that high. We try to bear stack. Panda's still unconscious. We can't bear stack high enough. 3 feet to go. What do we do? Panda's unconscious. Grizz is tired. I'm tired from lifting Panda. Rachel is gone. She hasn't helped anything at all. But then we see her, and she's got some battle ropes. And she just slowly dangles that Jack. And you know what they say about battle ropes and shafts? They go up together. And we're saved. Saved by the battle ropes.
And, oh my
and, God. And Fujo and Fujo and the hops pull us up.
No.
And I can't believe you.
Full circle.
Oh my God.
I was honestly trying to figure out a way to get the battle reps involved the minute I heard the question.
That was like the best callback humor ever.
I fucking can't.
Oh, that was absolutely perfect.
Don't make those noises.
I came.
I swear that was the greatest. That was the
last question.
So there can be no questions after that one. I swear knocked it out of the park.
Never have I ever ejaculated because of an elevator joke.
Boys.
Okay. Boys. So let's.
Bears will be bears.
Yes, they will. With the fucking battle ropes. With the fucking battle ropes.
It's all thanks to you and Fujo Hops.
Yeah.
I guess that's not so bad that Fujo calls me a freaking a big dumb bear. I'll allow it since she saved us.
It's excusable.
Everybody gets one.
And I knew I need help hoisting the bears out of the elevator shaft, so I had to go get help.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what? Mm-hmm. 660 worth of Big Bear energy?
Yeah. This is a little much.
Do I gain 6 pounds just so we can be the number of the beast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We also are totally down with the devil here.
That's why all of Senpai Strength has Onis on it.
If you haven't noticed,
6 pounds of bear stack.
If you haven't noticed, all of Senpai's designs have some form of devil worship hidden in them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's his Easter egg. And at the end of the day, when this podcast stops recording, we all pray Satan. There's nothing wrong with it.
And for those of you
the Satan
worship in If It Fits Your Macro shirt, guess what the hamburger's made of?
Satan burger.
Yeah.
It's the goat burger.
The greatest goat, the greatest of all time, Satan.
Yeah. I think that's where we're gonna end it tonight, guys. Yeah.
I think so. I think we covered every base we could possibly cover.
Yeah.
I'm spent.
I bet you are.
We know that pandas are the sleepiest of all animals.
I'm exhausted. Y'all should have just let me die in that elevator.
No. I said
that's how tired I am.
Gonna save that bamboo munching ass.
A lot of ass, but I appreciate it.
Waste those pancakes.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening, guys. Of the Bear Tay.
Bye.
Bye.
Alright, we're good.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Bear Tay with Hops and the Bears. If you liked what you heard, give us those 5 stars on iTunes and leave us a good comment, and go ahead and give us a follow on Spotify, and tune in next time. Thanks, guys.